This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the globe today. The United Nations says that three of its peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified combatants in the Central African Republic as the country prepares for a general election and fighting continues between rebels and government forces. Britain is set for a new chapter after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. 10 out of 12 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists arrested as they tried to flee the territory by speedboat to Taiwan will face trial in mainland China on December 28th. This is according to campaigners and family members. And hundreds of trucks arrive at the French port of Calais as authorities scramble to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. Now here's more on our story from the Central African Republic. The United Nations says three Burundian peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified armed combatants in the Central African Republic. The announcement came after a rebel coalition called off a ceasefire ahead of a tense general election due to take place Sunday. Sunday's elections are deemed a key test of the country's ability to regain stability. In the week before voting day, the incumbent president accused his predecessor of plotting a coup. A militia briefly seized the country's fourth biggest town, and Russia and Rwanda sent military personnel to help shore up the government. Central African Republic is mineral rich, but the UN rates it as the world's second poorest country on its Human Development Index. The nation has been chronically unstable since achieving independence 60 years ago. This is VOA News. The European Union readies its vaccine rollout Saturday, even as countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus. The new strain is believed to be more infectious. It has spread from Britain to France and Spain, and even as far as Japan. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world. But the recent launching of vaccination campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring relief. First doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Italy, Spain, and France on Saturday, ready for distribution to elderly care facilities and hospital staff. Vaccinations in all 27 European Union countries will begin on Sunday after regulators approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on December 21st. Several countries, including Denmark, Lebanon, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands, have reported cases of the new strain, which has sent jitters through already overstretched health services. The new strain of the virus, which experts fear is more contagious, prompted more than 50 countries to impose travel restrictions on the UK, where it was first detected. And bottlenecks of thousands of trucks in southern England were finally moving on Saturday after France lifted an entry ban for drivers with a negative coronavirus test. And in Asia, China's communist leadership issued a statement hailing the extremely extraordinary glory of its handling of the virus that emerged in the country's Hubei province last year. This is according to state news agency Xinhua. And in the post-Soviet nation of Turkmenistan, where the government claims no coronavirus cases, the president, who is a former dentist, claimed that licorice root could stop coronavirus from developing. And on Brexit news, the fast-track ratification of the post-Brexit trade deal between Britain and the European Union got underway on Christmas Day as ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations started assessing the accord that takes effect in a week. At Friday's exceptional meeting, the ambassadors were briefed about the details of the draft treaty. They are set to reconvene again on Monday and have informed lawmakers at the European Parliament that they intend to take a decision on the preliminary application of the deal within days. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.